7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Here we go. It's 1930 UTC. That means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I just saw my neighbor drive by. There's this guy who lives a couple blocks up the street. He's got an old, like, early 70s or mid 70s. What is it? Is it a Pontiac Firebird? Is it a Trans Am? I don't know, but it's one of those special package jobs. I don't think I've ever seen it rolling. He just has it under a cover in his driveway. Well, so anyway, my neighbor's driving around. Yeah, it's a nice day. The current temperature is 20 degrees. And I know what you're thinking, but Tobe, wasn't it zero and colder yesterday and the day before? Yeah, but I live in Nebraska. So, you know, now it's 20, 21 degrees. That's almost 70 for my American friends. And so I decided I needed to come outside today. And I'm walking into the creek because I'm looking for my foxy buddy. I'm sure he's heard me by now. And so I can smell him. He's looking around, probably wondering, hey, I wonder if it's that guy. That guy named Tobe that I always see down here. Where are you, foxy friend? I'm looking. I'm listening. I caught a very foxy scent. Where's my buddy? I don't see him, but I do see a lot of leaves cleared away from that hole down in the ravine. Is that fox action? Is that marmot action? What has been happening? I don't know. Okay, so as I look across the creek, I'm noticing a number of things. There's a lot more leaves off the trees, but still lots of green. There's lots of leaves on the ground, which is going to be a nice slip and fall hazard. As I try to make my way down the, even more treacherous slope. Oh yeah, it's tricky. Tobe, maybe you need to get some better shoes. Maybe I do. Maybe I need some less crappy shoes. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Let's get down here. All right, I'm down on the valley floor. It's been really cold the last couple days, so I can't imagine that we'll find anything in the way of interesting golf balls. But you never know. Well, the creek is now full of leaves. It's hard to see anything. I do see one white golf ball. But this is when it gets really tricky, because the water level's kind of low and there's lots of leaves, which means leaves will sit on top of the surface of the water and you won't know that that's water. And then you will step on the leaves thinking it's just, you know, ground. But it's not ground, it's water. Now you have wet foot. All right. Let's go down into the creek, because I do see some interesting things down here. They're just not golf balls. Like this right here. Somebody's been digging. There's a big dig right here. This is not a marmot dig. There's another one right here, a meter and a half away. Yeah, our friend the fox has been scrabbling around here. Okay, so I'm down in the creek bed. Here's another little dig. I'm walking upstream. Lots of fox tracks. The white golf ball is not anything I'm interested in. There could be colored golf balls in the deep water, but there's so many leaves on the water surface that I can't see jack. I'm looking up into the golf ball eating ravine. I see nothing. Nothing but leaves. There's some squirrel tracks in the mud here. That's cool. I was going to use this stick, but this stick is not coming. Ooh, we got more diggity dig. Fox was digging here near the picnic table dam that I'm now stepping over as I continue to make my way upstream in the middle of the creek. Yeah, we got more foxy digging action up here. Our foxy buddy has been digging, dig, dig, dig. Most interesting. Yeah, look at this. This is so cool. Anyway, lots of leaves because it is autumn. And I just remembered I wanted to go to the store today, look for candy. But I got to go to all the stores. I got to go grocery shopping. I feel terrible. I've been slacking. I got to go to the good store. I got to go to the boring store. I have to go to all the stores. And while I'm at the boring store, it occurs to me that Halloween candy will be out, and I should probably look for a couple of specialty items that I don't expect to find, but if I don't look, I will just anger myself. All right, so I'm going to travel upstream on the bank here. Because what I need, what I'm looking for, is bit-o-honey. You know, I had one or two in the last couple years, and SMJ, our glorious leader, he's a big fan of them. And so he got me thinking about them. And now I gotta find me some big old bags of bit-o-honey, which might just be findable on the shelves shortly before Halloween. All right, there's no action up here, kids. Let us reverse course and see what's going on downstream. I'm looking up into the trees. I don't see any birds. There's no little birds, there's no big birds, and there's no marmots in the trees. And that reminded me of something else that I wanted to tell you. Remember yesterday's big announcement about the stepper rack that will be online this weekend? In England, on Saturday and Sunday, from noon local time to some unknown closing time. It'll probably be 2-3 hours, potentially longer. Now the trick here is, of course, the time difference. And that's relatively easy to figure out. If you've got any brain cells whatsoever, you can figure out when noon in Ramsgate, England, is in your local time zone. However, to complicate matters, the UK does observe what we call in America daylight saving time. And to make things even crazier, guess when they change back to winter time? That's right, the 30th. One of the days that we want to be trying to call England at noon. or shortly thereafter. All right, down into the creek, onto the rocks. Oh yeah, we got bees. We got, look at all these tracks. We got fox tracks running around in the sand right here. All right, I'm gonna look around. Is my buddy watching me? Yeah, so I thought that was funny. Yeah, to make things more complicated, the time change in England is this weekend. For me, I don't think it's for another 2 weeks. It's like the second weekend in November now. I don't even know. Don't even know. Is that... something moved up there. Is that my fox? Or is that... oh no, that's just somebody up on the sidewalk. They weren't walking, they were knelt over, dealing with their dog. That's the dog promenade. In my neighborhood, if you have a dog, that's the best place to walk the dogs, right along here. Okay, look at this, we got more foxy dig in this big loamy chunk. Where is this guy? He's hiding good today. That or I'm not looking good. See, but he's been running right around here. See that trail? That is Mr. Fox Trail right there. And I'm walking through webs. That's okay. Okay, I gotta climb out of the creek here. Hey, another foxy dig right over here. Oh, and climb and step and grab the tree. Pull myself up. There we are. He's been digging right there. Huh. Wowzer, wowzer. All right, but if you have any other questions... webs in the eyes now. Damn it. If you have any questions about this stepper rack that we're so interested in, I'm grabbing this stick because I don't need any more webs in my face. If you want more information about the stepper rack, go ahead and email me. I can answer any questions that you have, including what's the phone number, what are some interesting extensions I can try. And yeah, it's gonna be a good time. So I'm now walking along the far bank and I'm waving the web stick in front of my face, and there's a moth and he said hi, and that's about the only thing I've seen. Well, I did see a squirrel. What is going on out here today? I hear a bird, but I do not see a bird. That's fine. And do I want to go to the store today? I kind of don't. But I should, so I don't have to go this week. Yeah, hell, I'll just go tomorrow. Hey, this hole is cleared out and there's bugs flying around. Is there a Mati down there? Is there a Mati in this hole? Hello, Mati. Or is it my foxy buddy? Is anybody down there? Come out and play. Can't see anything down there. Oh well. Maybe there's somebody in there. Maybe there isn't. Oh, but if I go to the store today, I could go. I could just run over to the Asian market real quick. Zoom, zoom. And I could buy some tea and some candy. And do I need rice? How much rice do I have left in my giant bag? What else was I going to buy at the other store? I got noodles still. I don't remember what else I was going to buy. Ooh, fox has been digging in the loam down here. Yowda. There's a white golf ball. I hear little scurrying sounds in the leaves. I am now seeing little birds. Little birds are making leafy leaf sounds, and I keep thinking it's some kind of animal that I want to pay attention to, like a mutti or a foxor. But nope, just the boids. What else was I going to get? Gee, I haven't remembered. There was something, and it was like something important. I can only get that. I got oyster sauce, but I probably should get some more. I have sesame oil. What is it? Here's a golf ball. Is it a yellow or a green? It's just a yellow. We're leaving it there. Oh, white golf ball. Back in the creek. Oh, I see mati tracks. The mati tracks are in the creek today. And now I'm going to jump down there too. Okay, which means I have to leave this stick behind. And then this is the tricky place where I need to step off the creek bank, grab this tree with my hand. Wait, what's that sound down there? Sound like there was something moving behind me. Also, it's Thursday. It's trash day. So you can hear the trash trucks driving around. Catch the tree. Ugh, got it. Once you catch the tree, you can use the tree to lower yourself down onto the root ball of the tree that sticks out the bank. And then you put the microphone in your other hand, and there's a very tricky step down to this rock. We're good. And step onto the sandbar. Here we are in the middle of the creek, standing on some wet sand, making some human tracks that go along with the squirrel tracks, the marmot tracks. Where's our fox tracks? Surely that's marmot. And now we gotta do some rock hopping. Step over the water. Yep. Ba-choo. Still standing in the middle of the creek. It's fun for me. Well, things kind of slowed down in the creek today. It's been cold. There's been no golfing. So there's no golf balls. Or at least any golf balls that I want. As I climb back up onto the bank we came down on. Which would be, see, water flows this way. La Rive Droite. Oh, woodpecker landed on a tree right in front of me. 2 meters away. It's one of those little guys. He moved around to the other side. Oh, he's jumping around. He's looking for some good trees to lay that beak into. Tappa, 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 tappa. Okay, so we saw an interesting bird. That's pretty great. Very leafy. Very leafy down here today. Found a golf ball. Found a golf ball. And here we are in the most exotic golf ball zone. This is the place where we find the weirdest golf balls. There's a squirrel up there laughing at me. This is where we found the dark red glossy. This is where we found the 1966 Oakleaf Callaway. This is where we found those weird TaylorMades that have the soccer ball pattern, but the spots are weird logos. And there's a very strange golf ball sitting right here. I'm picking it up. Oh my God. Was ist los? What is it? What is it? What is it? I've never seen a golf ball like this. This is a unique golf ball. This is a first find day. Welcome to first find day. On like the last possible day to find golf balls. And it's a first fine day. Oh my God, look at this goddamn thing. Oh, I love it. I love it. Now you're probably wondering, Tobe, what kind of guff bar did you find? Oh my God. I just gotta look into the creek here and check, make sure there's no more of these laying around. Okay. I've also reached the exit. Oh, there's a golf ball up there, though. We better go see what that is. Wow. What is this thing? I don't know. Well, Toba, just tell us who made it. I can't. Why can't I tell you who made it? Because, wait, check this golf ball. What is it? I see a strange logo. Is it just a logo ball? Yeah, it's just a logo ball. Titleist. Throwing it in the creek. Splat into the mud. Okay, what is this awesome, new, unique golf ball that I've never seen before that we just found? Well, it's a soccer ball golf ball. Telstar style, of course, because that's the only kind they make. And I know that some of you are wishing that a Champions League golf ball would be, yeah. I'm climbing up out of here, but I gotta walk under this angry squirrel. Oh, this is tricky, because the leaves make it slippery. What? Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga to you too. Let's talk to this squirrel, he's right here. 2 meters above me. See if I can get him to chudda to chudda to chudda. Hey, what are you doing? He says, I'm running away from you. That's not cool, man. I came here to talk to you, my friendly squirrel friend. White golf ball. What's that? Is that a blue? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, another golf ball. And it's the most special kind ever. It's under these trees. I can't get to it. Oh, I'm going to have to sacrifice my body. Ow, ow. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, blue golf ball. Oh my God. Get out of here, Tobe. Start walking away. What the hell is happening? Am I dead? Did I die overnight? No? Everything seems very real. It's a Max Fly number 3. Oh, and it's blue. And it's matte finish. It has white printing. Blue golf ball on the last possible day of golf balls. I don't freaking believe it. And that goes along with this weird soccer ball golf ball. Okay. Get your breath, Tobe. Oh, daddy. Okay, the soccer ball golf ball. First of all, it's yellow with black spots. And the yellow is a very, it looks like these leaves. It's not a very bright yellow. It's kind of like 1950s school bus yellow. It's got black spots that are, of course, the pentagons. But it's crazy because this is unlike others that I have in that there are little dashed lines that sort of outline the hexagonal panels. There's no maker's mark. It's scuffed here. I think this ink is going to come off. That's okay. There's no logo. There's no manufacturer's markings on this ball whatsoever. This guy's training his dog. It's a really beautiful dog. It's a German Shepherd puppy. I can hear him clicking his clicker. And I have a stick in my shoe. There we go. Got it out. Okay. So, yeah. First of all, this golf ball. Never seen one like it before. This is the first one I have found. It's the only one I've ever seen. It's freaking unbelievable. Now, then there's this blue golf ball. It's a Max Fly. It's matte finish. Is this the first matte finish blue golf ball? Oh my God, it just might be. What am I doing? I should take pictures of these. I got the camera. I did bring, yeah, it's in my pocket. Yeah, I'll take a picture of these in just a second. The blue golf ball, and is this a different shade of blue than... It's not baby blue. It's like sky blue is the only way I can describe this. It's very nice. It's got the Soft Fly logo on it. Oh, we found blue golf ball and unique soccer golf ball on the same day. And not only on the same day, it's pretty much going to be the last golf ball finding day of the season. Because let's face it, it's October, it's going to be cold, and nobody's going to be golfing. How am I going to photograph these? The sun is in my way. I'm trying to put these golf balls on the sidewalk here. Are they going to roll? Maybe not. Get the blue one out of the shadow of the sucker burr. Put the camera in macro mode and click. Let's get another one just in case. Oh no, it's... Yeah, okay, here we go. Oh my God. And here I was saying, oh, we're not going to find any golf balls today because nobody's been golfing. I don't know if nobody's been golfing or if these were just down there and we missed them a few times. Oh my goodness. Those are going straight into my pocket while I walk down here. I'm walking over here to, the old spot where there's that marmot den up here on the, high up on the bank. Since all these plants and stuff are dying off, I want to see if that den is active or anything. Oh my God. That means we found 3 blue golf balls this year. We found a blue golf ball last week. Well, we found a blue golf ball within 10 days. This might be active. See, this is a path. Somebody's been running around up here. You know, the den isn't active, but somebody's been walking around here a lot. And I think it's Mr. Foxy. Mr. Fox Business. Wow. Well, I can't wait to get home, wash these golf balls off, and put them in the box of good golf balls. Yeah, our fox has been digging up here too. There's a dig right there. Oh my God, this is the best. Is this the best blue golf ball that I have now? I would say it's about the same shade of blue as the blue vice ball that I have found. But it's matte finish. It's matte finish. The vice is glossy. The other, like, Italian daiquiri ice colored golf balls are also glossy. Oh my God. Did we find a rare matte finish blue golf ball today? Holy crap sticks. I think we did. Oh, it's been a crazy, crazy day. Oh, this is good. But the wind is coming up, and that's okay. Because it's time for me to tell you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Achieving dubious goals since, whenever? Every day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I've got to go home and, I don't know, maybe go grocery shopping?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.